My name is Autumn Mason.
I am a reentry coach, a doula, and a peer support professional. And so within my work, I work with the Minnesota Prison Doula Project. And within my work, we support families of justice impacted women and their children, particularly through the experience of incarceration. And I personally have been an incarceration survivor as well. And I actually became affiliated with the Minnesota Prison Doula Project through my experience of birthing while incarcerated. And so this is a personal and professional passion of mine. After coming home and kind of finding a path of redemption and just kind of rebuilding that bond and relationship with my children, after about 2 or 3 years, I actually wanted to put it all behind me and not deal with it at all or think about it at all and kind of go forward. However, the trauma of the experience lingered within me. I actually developed and was diagnosed with severe anxiety a few years ago, and that's when this journey regenerated for me. So in about 2018, I had separated from the Doula Project just out of conflict, time scheduling conflict, and not having the opportunity to be as involved. In about late 2017, around that time, I got very invested in the work that I was doing. I was working in the medical field again, and rebuilding my family. However, I believe that again, the trauma of incarceration really started to affect me, and so it was really hard. I'm a very naturally social person, it was really hard for me to socialize and communicate with people. I had a constant fear of getting in trouble. I mean, like, it was just it. And then being in a work environment, the work environment that I've worked in actually reminded me so much of working in MnCor, that I started to actually experience like flashback episodes. And so all of that, I started my own personal healing journey, and I started to go through therapy. I started to just kind of work on myself and my self-care and try to heal those spaces and places. And all along, I also continued to have people that I was connected with in the community reach out to me and their experiences of interacting with the Justice Department for advice. And it was really conflicting for me to be trying to work on my own self and to try to help other, support other people. And what I realized is that there was a need that a lot of people, there was a need that wasn't being filled. There was a need for support and for these women particularly, that's what I was kept experiencing. And spiritually, I just believe that that's the path that was aligned for me, was to be able to go through these experiences, learn through these experiences, and then to be able to support and advocate other people who are thus in that experience as well. So it wasn't by choice, but it's definitely been a blessing. And through it, it's actually pretty therapeutic for me as well. So I actually have not had any episodes of anxiety for several years now, although I do find, you know, this work to be emotionally fragile for me at times. It's definitely worthwhile, so I enjoy it. So just to give you kind of more of a timeline and idea of what, when I started to experience the anxiety and panic attacks, I actually, through several months of going through intensive therapy myself, actually came into the ideology of becoming a life coach, because again, I had experiences where I couldn't find anyone in that field that I personally identified with. After I became a life coach, I believe in December of 2018 or 2019. At that time, I shortly after got really intrigued with the ACEs study and how that affected my personal life and the lives of many people in my community. And so I shortly after that became a certified family trauma professional, and started to work contract with some local organizations in regard to families facing adversity. And so I created my own business as a coaching and family support organization. It's called New Leaf Coaching. And I've been doing that since about early 2020. But then I continue to feel a need to specifically work with families who are justice impacted. And I reconnected with the Doula Project. And so through the Doula Project, I've actually become done the certification for a doula as well as a lactation consultant, as we naturally support women who are birthing as well. And so that's a really prominent aspect of the work that we do.